This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
7 after the hour, welcome to the Good Day American Family Farmer. The object of spending time in this hour with you is to aim you into the direction of where I've spent much of my life. Most of you know, in addition to being a broadcaster, I am a family farmer. I'm a dairyman. I've been around cows all my life. Not, you notice how I say cows. I don't say cattle, because I think cattle, the different sort of feel to that term cattle. The cattle drive of the Old West, having cattle, I believe that I, in my mind, associate cattlemen with ranchers and people who raise beef cows, whereas I have cows that give milk. It's almost like a feminine masculine sort of thing. Most people, although it's not not entirely true, that those who raise beef animals are raising steers or the male of the genre, versus dairy being the female of the genre. But perhaps that's a way of thinking. I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but just to give you a little background as to me and what I'm all about and why I'm doing this. This program is heard all around the country and all around the world. You can listen to the podcast on the My Farm radio app. Each week we take apart some of the issues that are affecting family farmers with an eye toward solving the problems. And you'll likely hear people who have expertise, whether they be the farmers themselves or people. I'm not likely to have too many regulators, government people on, because I think they are the reason we have as many problems in farming and pretty much all the rest of our lives as well. But you will hear people like the gentleman who's with me for a while on the program today. His name is Tom Driscoll. He's the Director of Conservation Policy and Education at the National Farmers Union. And full disclosure, I'm a member of the National Farmers Union and have been for a number of years. I believe that this group, more than any of the other, I mean, we all grew up with the American Farm Bureau. I don't think they speak to the issues of small farmers anymore. I think they've become lackeys for the huge agribusinesses, and there's more money there, and I understand that. But for me, anyway, the NFU is very important because of their government relations folks, and Tom, you're on the top of that heap. Thanks for joining me here on the American Family Farmer.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk about what's going on regulation-wise now that will affect not only the family farmer, but the locavore, the person, the people who are buying the food locally, supporting local agriculture, which is another adjunct of this program, talking about food and how we're impacted by food. What's going on in Congress this season to affect the health and well-being of our farmers, of the people who are buying their product, of the soil, the water, the air? All of these things are a part of what you engage in with the government in Washington, right?
That's correct. And as you and your listeners likely know, Doug, this has been a pretty slow-moving Congress.
Giving them credit, frankly. They haven't done anything that I can see that's done anything that benefits any group of people much, other than people that are buying their support.
Well, it is an election year, and we're seeing that there's a lot of contentious issues out among the electorate, and there's some deep philosophical issues at play in the current election and the current discourse in D.C. And it has slowed things down a bit in Congress, but we have been looking at the president's budget and how Congress has been reacting to that. The president's budget was proposed in February of this year, and it was there was a lot to be pleased with regarding sustainable agriculture and conservation.
Would you describe that? Would you just define it a little bit better, Tom? I'm not sure I'm always so good at defining these in the way that regulators or government hacks would likely do it. And I say that sort of pleasantly.
Sure. Well, there's not a working definition for sustainable agriculture that's endorsed by Congress or USDA or anyone like that, but it's a little bit easier to talk in terms of specific programs, perhaps. And one highlight might be the REAP program was well-funded in the president's budget. That's the Rural Energy for America program.
Mm-hmm.
Or Renewable Energy for America program, excuse me. And what that program offers is assistance to farmers and rural businesses that would like to install renewable energy or energy-efficient devices on their farm or at their business. And it's programs like that and the current administration's interest in enhancing use of renewable energy and working on the impacts of climate change that we hope will be carried through as the houses of Congress continue to work on the budget.
All right, let's pause for a moment. We're having a conversation with Tom Driscoll, who's the conservation and climate change expert at the National Farmers Union. What do those of you who are beginning farmers, those of you who have been on the farm for a long time, those of you involved in locally securing what was America's first and largest industry until the Industrial Revolution, but it still is the most important thing, people check off the food supply, the sources, the things that are important, food choice, that kind of stuff, and that's all part of the conversation here. The FDA is taking over state food regulation. You'll be interested in our conversation on the American Family Farmer here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
There are some professions where it makes sense to protect us all against unsafe or dangerous operators. That is why we require training, registration, and regular updates for people like doctors, electricians, or food inspectors, for example. But required certification is often used as a way to limit competition in fields that do not involve public health or safety. Why else would government require certification and paid membership in specified organizations for barbers, horse trainers, sports agents, librarians, or manicurists? A quick look through the lens of liberty sees such uses of government power as an abuse of freedom, limiting competition for those already in the business. Government is supposed to guarantee access to a free marketplace, not restrict it.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
We're talking about agriculture, sustainable ag, specifically with Tom Driscoll, who's the conservation and climate change person at the National Farmers Union. He's had a lot of experience with this. Are you a farm kid? I didn't ask you that. I often am interested in a lot of the people. I know Roger, who's your boss, who runs the NFU, is a farm person, but I can't imagine that there wouldn't be all the people that are there working wouldn't have some strong family ties to farms.
So what happened with me was I was a city kid, and then we moved out to kind of the rural collar around Youngstown, Ohio, when I was about 11 years old.
Really?
And that's correct. Yeah, I started picking strawberries for school clothes money, and my brothers and sisters and I, or more specifically, my brothers and sisters got involved in 4-H. And then I kind of went for an environmental background and circled back to agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right. One of the things that is important, I think, to me and to all of us is how we take nuances or niches. In the Northeast where I am, there are a lot of people who are very concerned about the health of the bee. Honeybees have, and not only here, but around the country, I know a number of people in my town who have beehives. They're trying to make them bigger. And I know that there is a meeting next week. There's a strategy that's been put forth to save the bees. What's that strategy involve?
I'm not entirely sure which strategy you're specifying. There's a few strategies at play. I know that the White House has a pretty multifaceted strategy.
Yeah, I think that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, I'm not so in depth familiar with the details of that plan, but I do know that a lot of the specifics in D.C. that other groups have talked about. You know, you've got the basic first level step of just facilitating sharing of information when spraying is going to occur and when bees are present on certain operations. Right. So I know that a lot of State Departments of Agriculture have experienced a lot of success with that, and farm groups have been involved. Just getting folks talking to their neighbors. There's a lot that can be done simply by avoiding spraying at times when the bees are out, or having the bees out, you know, vice versa when spraying's going to happen. That first step is doing a lot of good. There's more advanced conversations going on around integrated pest management and things like that. But I am not completely versed in the details of the White House.
One of the things that would seem to me, I'm not sure you have to be, a little common sense involved here. You don't need the government to tell you to use your common sense when it comes to being around bees. You don't spray all over the place with stuff if there are beehives around. I mean, I think that would be, you need the Environmental Protection Agency or the FDA or somebody to tell you, don't spray around bees. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about that drives everybody nuts, because you have some person now who's in charge of regulating this at the federal government, and they'll have minions in the states, and they'll go around the farm and say, oh, spray if you're near a bee. Well, who in their right mind would not have the consciousness? What farmer isn't going to know is not going to be good for the bees that he needs to be spraying a lot all over the areas where the bees are?
Well, it's just about neighbors talking to neighbors. I don't know.
Yeah, I find that to be the most sort of distressing. Anyway, but there are good programs. The government does have good programs, and I think we ought not to. The thing that brings, when it comes to budget, a lot of this into focus is how much money doesn't go to the small family farmer, but to the big agribusinesses that don't need it. And I would bet some of your members are on to that big time. But we'll talk about that in just a second. Hold on a second. Tom Driscoll here from the NFU on American Family Farmer.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's now 23 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, having a conversation this portion of the hour about the conservation issues that are facing American family farmers. This program is for the American family farmer. It's aimed at helping people who have small farm businesses, and also to those of you who eat the food that is produced by the American Family Farmer, the locavore movement. The discussion continues as to the relevancy of getting things fresh versus frozen. There are all kinds of issues all the time. Food choice is a big thing. You were talking earlier, Tom Driscoll, about sustainable agriculture and the things that the USDA is doing to help the farmer. One of the things the public wants to know is, where's the food coming from, and how do we know for sure that it is what it says it's going to be, with all the big companies trying to avoid labeling? What's the government doing to try to get to the bottom of that issue?
What is the government trying to do to help consumers know where their food is coming from? Well,
yeah, every time you turn around, there's another initiative on ballots here and there, and Monsanto will spend millions of dollars trying to kill it. And so I don't know that I've seen the feds are trying to get country of origin labeling, right? Isn't there initiatives like that, and then the local equivalents for that?
Well, the question of biotech labeling is far from being settled, but there are programs that are getting more attention, incrementally more attention from USDA to help put farmers in direct contact with consumers, and many consumers are finding that that is their preferred way of understanding
right.
where their food is coming from. So programs
so
like...
I was wondering, yeah, we talk about the money that was in the ag budget going to these big people. I was making that reference before. But what are there in terms of programs that will help people be able to make intelligent food choices?
So there's programs like the value-added producer grant and the local food promotion program or the farmers market promotion program that help get more options out to consumers and open other new marketing opportunities to farmers, and that is a really great way of understanding where your food is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was taken back by something that the FDA announced this week, the Focus on the Food Safety Modernization Act, also known as FSMA, S-M-A. It directs the FDA to build an integrated national food safety system in partnership with state and local authorities, recognizing that all food safety agencies need to work in integrated ways to achieve public health goals. Really what that means is the feds are going to take over and push the local people out. I see that is what's happening. A lot of people that are in this farm business that I'm in, where their incomes are less than $1 million from the farm, not going to supposedly, according to the regulators, you're not going to be affected by this as much as well. That's what I see. These regulations coming out of the woodwork here all over the place.
There are definitely a lot of concerns around the implementation of FSMA regulations. There's no question that there are farmers who have never been within the reach of USDA, have never participated in an FSA loan program or a NRCS conservation program, who will, for the first time, come under regulation. We're trying to find ways to connect with farmers who will be regulated for the first time, that they don't, not taken by surprise.
Go to the nfudc.org website. If you don't know about National Farmers Union, it's nfudc.org. Tom Driscoll from the National Farmers Union, thanks for being here on the American Family Farmer.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Friendly radio conversation in this hour about what you eat, where it comes from, what do you know about your friendly family farmer. That's the focus. I am a family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day's American Family Farmer, with a focus on who's making news, who's having what experience, how does it affect you, how does it help you, how do their circumstances help you to learn how you may better get through your circumstances. So we'll concentrate on food news as well during the course of this hour. There's something new in the air, and I wonder how many people pay attention to it. This program is all about American family farming, agriculture in general, not the big agribusinesses, but the small family farmers, medium-sized farmers. You know, one of the new worlds, the new world order of farming is fish farming. There are a lot of farmers, especially the coastal farmers, who are setting up fish farms. It's been something that has been sort of part of the course in Asia. You hear awful stories, actually, about the fish that come out of the fish farms in Vietnam and Cambodia and but apparently what's going on now, and I see a lot of banks, Northeastern, for example, the Farm Credit, people are happy to loan to fish farmers. Also, they have this whole business about supporting the fisheries and fishermen. So a whole new market. So those of you having a tough time with cows, maybe you should look at fish farming. Just an idea. The FDA is in the news a lot these days, the Food and Drug Administration. They seem to be more involved in many areas than they ought to be, or that more involved than they're prepared to be. They are trying to get onto your level. I saw something this week suggesting they're going to take a hard look at how they define, the FDA defines healthy foods. What will this affect? Well, it'll affect food companies. It'll affect farms that have to meet certain standards in order to put the word healthy on their packaging. This reminder, the FDA is the government agency that's supposed to tell everybody else what's good and bad for them. The current definition of healthy is a bit stale from the 1990s when anything with fat was evil. Sugar was the devil. Fast forward to 2016, a lot of people are giving the side eye to the FDA standard, which considers things like avocados and salmon, almonds, to be unhealthy. But Frosted Flakes are okay. This is how crazy these people are. This is how nuts the government is. The FDA says it will take a few years to get back to those of you who are concerned about labeling healthy foods. So Frosted Flakes in the 90s were good. Avocados, salmon, almonds weren't healthy because nobody studied them and their impact. This is how crazy it is, and this is what you got to put up with. Listen to this. I was talking earlier about the FDA taking over state food regulations. They're indicating strongly they want to integrate what the states are doing with the new federal food safety law. We are becoming a police state. The FDA has been trying for a long time to co-opt state food regulation. I haven't been able to. There have been grants, to be sure, to state regulatory agencies. But now, the Food Safety Modernization Act will allow the federal government, just like they did with education, to ruin it. Everything they touch, they ruin. Why? Why? And why do we let them? Why isn't there a protest every day in every city of this country? You're not going to have food choice. The Food Safety Modernization Act specifically calls for preemption of state regulations and laws governing the transportation of food, the distribution of food. They're bringing into play the Bioterrorism Act of 2002, requiring firms operating solely in interstate commerce comply with mandates as well as the intrastate. So now everybody is going to have their trucks inspected, the food, they're subject to stop along the side of the road. Some state will get in the truck and look at it to see what's in there. The Hazard Analysis and Risk Prevention Control Act. Listen to these words. My God, you get a headache if you're a farmer today, or if you're just trying to go find good food. Do you need all of this to prevent, as they say it, adulteration and misbranding of food? For God's sake, you've been trying to get labels on food for how many years? Can't do that because the system, and I respect the system. It allows Monsanto to buy a lot of advertising to change people's minds. That's okay. That's the American system. But the government and its bully pulpit pushing you around as a food consumer and pushing you around if you're a family farmer trying to grow things that are good for people, you can't because you're going to have to spend so much time filling out government paperwork that it'll put most of these small family farmers out of business. And the cynics among them, me, think that this is their aim because there's so much influence into the world of agriculture from the big ag concerns. These regulations were promulgated by people who work for these huge companies. They go in, they spend a couple of years working in the government, then they go back to where they came from, the big companies. I think I've told you any number of times on this program that the number two man at the FDA is a Monsanto guy. What do you think is going to happen there? And how are you going to win? The FDA now has a number of weapons at its disposal to hurt the local food system. The FDA food code. This new food code is a model one-size-fits-all law governing retail food establishments. All 50 states have adopted the food code in one form or another. The code is voluntary, but the FDA will make it mandatory by entering agreements with state agencies under funding opportunities. Okay? We got money. You want the money, you'll do it our way. And again, I use the education system as an example of how this just is, what it does is encourage widespread, uniform, and complete adaptation of the FDA food code. It means that little local food production and distribution will escape the requirements of this heavy, the regulatory heavy food codes. And that means the cost for you, if the farmer is to survive, will go up in some cases threefold. You know it as a farmer, and I know it. What happened in the Virginia legislative session is an example of how the FDA is controlling state food regulation through this new food code. A bill that would have legalized the unregulated sale of potentially hazardous baked goods, like things that you might make a pumpkin pie in your kitchen and you want to sell it on your farm. Ew, can't do that. Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services informed members of a legislative subcommittee the bill was in violation of the new FDA food code. The bill was passed by the subcommittee suggesting that the call would go out to people who wanted to bake things in their home. Well, you can't do that because we can't come into your house and regulate. We can't see if your stove cooks right, if your water is clean, if you know what you're doing. Oh, my God. Don't you want to scream? This is what you're going to have to deal with. Pretty soon they're going to come into your home and say you can't cook. You have to go to some food kitchen someplace that's supervised. I mean, what's the difference? If they tell farmers that they can't cook food to sell, and you're growing your own food, and you're going to cook it to the specification that you want, what's the next step here? The FDA comes into your house and says, you can only cook this kind of food? That's really where this is going. This is craziness. The industrial food system will consolidate its control over the food supply. Imports will sharply increase under the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Food security, self-sufficiency, food production, pipe dreams. Local food system will not meet the demands for its products, and thus the system of agriculture in our country that we have grown up to live and love will be gone. I'm not overcooking this, pardon the pun. I'm not over-exaggerating. This is a mess. And if you don't believe it's a mess, in a moment, I'll give you the latest example of food being recalled. You judge for yourself. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It just supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now. 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes
to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, you can connect, by the way. Doug Steffen here at 44 past there. You can connect with this program any number of ways. Email Doug at DougSteffen.com for ideas and conversations you'd like me to pursue when it comes to our food supply and the farming realities in America. Instagram.com/Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day. Here's a question from Cecil who wants to know about the interest rates for loans from the federal government. You know, the USDA does have what's called a commodity credit corporation, and their lending rates, this is pretty amazing, actually, when you compare. People that are not farmers listening to this will be impressed. The rate is 0.625%, gone up a little bit since the beginning of the year. The interest rate is on loans that are paid off every year. They come out at this time of the year. People borrow money to buy things, storage facility loans, and buying crops themselves, that sort of thing, or buying seeds for crops, that sort of thing. So, yes, Commodity Credit Corporation lending rates up a bit this year. Hope that answers your question. Susan Wood writes on Facebook, I understand you're a global warming believer. That's not true, Susan, at all, but let's keep going here. Wonder how you support a dairy farm since cows produce more CO2 than most other businesses. Let me take this one step at a time here. First of all, in terms of global warming, climate change, whatever, however you want to refer to it, the planet is changing. And what I've said 100,000 times on the air, if I've said it once, but it bears repeating, is that we all contribute to this, Mother Nature included. As a matter of fact, Mother Nature is the biggest contributor to global warming because that's just the way the planet works. It's in constant flux, constant change. Things go back and forth. If you look at the samples of the coring going down 5, 6, 7,000 feet into the crust of the Earth, you can see the history of the planet is loaded with changes. Ice caps have been different. The parts of the planet that have water on it and land have changed. The surface has changed. The world changes. That's what it is. Whether we're contributing to it by flying planes in the atmosphere, driving cars on the ground, using coal to fire up our electric plants, that's a subject that nobody is ever going to completely agree on because there's too much bad science to go along with some of the good science, and science is always contradicting itself anyway. What she wonders about my cows producing more CO2, and she has lots of suppositions in here. She's suggesting without really knowing, she's saying, well, this is what you feel, Em. Dairy cows better than beef cows? The whole business about cows and methane gas and using all the water and all that stuff, in my mind, is nonsense. It's just plain gobbledygook. What really happens when the cows are eating, whether they're beef cows or dairy cows, and digesting cows have four stomachs. There are lots and lots of probiotics naturally in a cow's stomach, digestive things, microbes in the system. When the cow poops, the poop drops to the ground and the microbes go to work. So that's why you see around patches of manure in a pasture, the green, really, it's because of the nitrogen and also the microbes working the soil to make it better. And so far be it from me to criticize farmers, no matter whether they're raising beef. I don't happen to believe in killing my animals, so I don't slaughter them, but that's some people like beef, and so you're welcome to your own choices. I make mine, you make yours. But to say that cows are creating a problem is ludicrous. This lady, Susan Wood, says, am I a hypocrite? Well, again, you're having a conversation with yourself, and you didn't really bring me into it other than sending this stuff to me on Facebook, which is okay. That's cool. I don't have any government programs to answer your question. I take no federal money for anything on my farm. 50 minutes past the hour here on Good Days, American Family Farmer.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
News, the American Family Farmer, affecting life on the farm, hoping to help you with solutions to problems. If you're a locavore, you're interested in knowing what's out there that's good and what isn't. There's a food recall this week, frozen food recall. This is one of our listeners named Jennifer in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, found this message on her answering machine.
This is a Costco food safety alert. CRF Frozen Foods and the FDA have announced an expanded recall of all frozen, organic, and traditional vegetable products. These products are being recalled due to the possibility of listeria contamination. Products include organic and non-organic broccoli, butternut squash, carrots, cauliflower, corn, edamame, green beans, peas, as well as various vegetable medleys and stir-fry products. Our records indicate that you purchased one or more of the CRF frozen food items covered by this recall. A full list of products being recalled by all companies who receive these products is available at www.costco.com/recalls. If you have any of these CRF frozen food products in your freezer, please stop eating them and return them to your local Costco for a full refund. Please contact CRF Frozen Foods at 844-483-3866.
All right. So you realize how crazy this is? Bring the food back. Get your money back. That's it. But the implication here is that you're pretty stupid. That's what I get out of that. This is a lady who reported on some of the details regarding this recall of about 42 different brands of frozen products that essentially all came from the same company.
Concerns about potential listeria contamination prompted a frozen food supplier to recall all of its fruit and vegetable products sold at stores including Trader Joe's, Walmart, and Costco. This comes after CRF Frozen Foods voluntarily recalled several of its products last week. Monday's expanded recall now affects about 358 products and 42 brands. The recall announcement says 7 people were recently hospitalized for listeria infections, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has connected some of those illnesses to CRF frozen food products. Listeria typically isn't fatal in healthy individuals, but it can be very dangerous for young children, the elderly, expectant mothers, and people with weakened immune systems. Symptoms include a high fever, nausea, abdominal pain, and severe headaches. CRF Frozen Foods has temporarily suspended production at its plant in Washington State. The recall affects stores in all 50 U.S. states and some Canadian provinces.
All right. So more importantly, a mother sends along her concerns about this recall. Her daughter apparently had just eaten some peas.
Kelly had just poured herself a nice bowl of frozen peas from Trader Joe's, which she eats every day after school. And I caught the name Trader Joe's Organic. And I said, okay, I shop there every week. And she came back in with an empty bowl, and my heart sank, and she was like, can I have some more? I'm like, actually, Kelly, you can't. It makes me nervous as a mom and as, you know, a consumer of these products that I can't trust the places that are my go-to stores. It's very scary. It makes me want to, you know, grow a green thumb and start putting, you know, a garden in my backyard.
Good idea. Yeah. See, this is it. But the idea of the news media taking this is sort of playing it not necessarily down the middle. It does show you also how, and this speaks to the danger of the FDA and everybody else getting involved, trying to solidify, unify, because it's easier for them to judge or to control what's being grown and distributed if they have all these rules and regulations. But, you know, this one product, or these products, all 42 different stores are buying from the same place. Here's Jorge Quiroga reporting on a number of listeria cases that have shown up tied to this frozen food recall.
Trader Joe's, Walmart, Costco, part of a massive recall. Organic and non-organic products coming from CRF Frozen Foods of Pasco, Washington, distributed under dozens of brand names. 854 frozen foods possibly contaminated with listeria. Listeria can be fatal. Young children, the elderly, and frail at greatest risk. The CDC says 7 people from 3 states have been hospitalized, possibly linked to contaminated CRF products. Best advice, if you have any doubts, throw it out or take it back to the store.
No, don't throw it out. Take it back to the store. That so annoys me. Take it back and get your money back. Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, most people don't even know what those things are. They hear them and go, oh! They will never kill you unless your immune system is weak. None of them will. If you have a strong immune system, take a probiotic every day, that kind of stuff, then you will not be affected by this. But it's misinformation that's so plentiful around. That's what we're aiming to get at. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.